All right, so I just witnessed a Privateer Island deal going down. Cartwright, explain this.
Me and Grant, I was in 13th, and he passed me right for the whoops, and I skimmed past him. And even though I thought about it, I'm like, man, I should maybe just let him have it because he's probably going to get me later. But I just, nope, racer got into me, and he ended up stuffing me over the berm, and I lost quite a bit of time. It's racing. Me and him are friends. I get it. He was on a rampage. So,
yeah, he but went really well.
Yeah, so I just told him since he did that, he has to buy a shirt.
I think that's a good deal. It's a fair deal for sure. He said his radiator's crushed in from a contact with hills. So these are the things that happen out there. How slick was it?
It was very slick. Just that one line, that's all it had, and there was no passing. Like, Lane, me, and Cade were just in a line for, like, half the race. Like, Cade, we were faster than Lane, but we couldn't get by him. Like, Cade, I'm like, dude, Cade passed him, but there was no passing. Once you got out of it, it was slop. In the line, it was slick.
Yeah, it didn't look like a lot of fun. Was vision okay? Or how, I mean, I know it stopped raining by then, but how was that?
Yeah, the vision was fine, depending on how you put your – I put 21 Teros on. I didn't need them all, but, like, when you put that many on, it gets a little blurry, but it wasn't too bad.
All right, so how much press do you feel? How much people wanted to talk about the LCQ money and what you're going to do with it and all that?
Oh, quite a bit. They've all asked. They're all just like, dude, you don't even need that money. You already got a job. Like, but it definitely helped me to invest it. I'm going to also just kind of – I did my garage, like all made it all moto and everything. So, and just kind of just be smart with it, honestly.
You and Cade sent up pizza up to the press box. Thanks, man.
Yeah, Cade came to me, he's like, dude, let's get like some catering tournament. I'm like, dude, let's do it, that's awesome. So we wanted to give back. Like, you gave so much to us, so I'm glad you got some pizza.
Yeah, I did, and I made sure every media member knew that it was my pizza that I was gifting to them. You know what I mean? So it made me feel better too. Just missed top 20, but still a really good season for you.
Yeah, very good. I got 23rd. I tied with Cooper. Oh, I was pissed. So I'm blaming that on Grant too. but yeah, I mean, this year was so fun. I was got so much stride better and everything. The consistency was better, and it's just going to roll on to next year.
And so I know we did the podcast. You already told me this, but for the people who didn't hear that, what's the plans now for you? Like, how much time do you take off? When do you start ramping up? What do you do?
Yeah, so I'm going to take off a couple weeks, just have fun, and then I'm going to start riding a little bit. I might do some GNCCs this summer just for fun, and just random races. I'm not going to do any outdoors, like, unless I have to for the SMX. But people have told me that I think I have enough points to get into the LCQ part, and because I think I'm going to do those three rounds if I can do the LCQ, as long as they pay us and stuff like that. Because who doesn't want to race in the LA Coliseum?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I think, you know what, even if you are in the LCQ and you don't make the main, from what I understand, the money's going to be pretty good.
Oh, really?
So, you know, your money will be good for those 22 to or 18 to 20, 30 guys. So, I think that'll be all right. So, all right, cool, man. Well, good job this year.
Thank you so much, man.